scoring difference can come into it. And unfortunately, that hasn't seemed to be taken into consideration by this Kildare team today.
Yeah, so it's all over that score for Darragh Carew, and it means we have a remarkably similar scoreline as the last game here in Newbridge. It was 2-14-7 for Cork, and our last day out here in St. Collins Park, it finishes here at Derry, 2-15, Kildare 7 points, 2 dismal, dismal defeats, and 2 defeats that you have to say there's absolutely nothing positive to take from them. And we talked about soul searching and reactions and different things after that Cork game. There was some sort of reaction in terms of the result against Clare the last day out, but here today, they were absolutely outclassed by a Derry side who probably played in second gear for the last 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, look, men against boys comes into a chair. Just you got to say it. But like the most disappointing thing from a point of view, and I don't know, Derry are, like, I mean, I am saying Derry are a really, really good side, but Kildare, just that was a capitulation from a high proportion. Like, you know, like if players that are coming off with their heads down, there's no sense of, I don't know, there's no sense of you know, we need to rally the troops here or circle the wagons a small bit. They're going off individually, heads down, and you know, your head should be down, but there should be some sense of anger coming out of this from a point of view of a player and the management.
Well, even the management, it has to be said, they look kind of shell-shocked making their way off there. You can see Glenn, Anthony, Dermot, as James Robinson as well, the goalkeeper, Koscheck. Yeah. This is, you know, it's dismal stuff for Kildare. I mean, it really is poor stuff, and the performance levels, everything just looks in bad shape at the moment. And, you know, we love these guys as players. We hope that it could go well as a management team, but we are now facing into the stark reality that unless Kildare can produce 2 big performances in the next couple of weeks against Louth and Limerick, then, you know, the summer is going to be spent battling for a Tulton Cup rather than Sam Maguire.
Well, you've 3 big games, Ger, because, I mean, 6 points, well, you think, you know, it might be good enough to avoid relegation, it mightn't be good enough to avoid being in the Tarleton Cup. So you mean you've 3 huge matches ahead to make sure Kildare are in the All-Ireland series and not in the Tarleton Cup, and that is the reality of it. Like, you know, 2 of them are on the road, which, you know, it's all right saying in the overall context of playing teams that are down around the bottom of the division with you. It's a dogfight back down there now between four teams, and one of those teams, only one of those 4 are assured of being in the All-Ireland series. And unfortunately, from a Kildare point of view, that scoring difference is horrific.
Yeah, and full-time in Park Salton there. Louth have beaten Meath by 3 points, 115-112. So an excellent victory there for Louth. So it means now in the league table, Derry and Dublin lead the way on 8 points apiece. Louth and Meath are on 4 points. Cork are on 2 points. Of course, they play throwing in shortly against Limerick, so they are on 2, but potentially moving on to 4 points there as well. And then it's Clare and Kildare on 2 points apiece with Limerick on 0 points. So, yeah, and anyway, you look at that score difference as well, it's massive as well. Of course, Clare have only had a couple of 1-point defeats there in the last couple of weeks, so their score difference is fairly healthy. So Kildare's...
Okay, well, if there's anything about that table, Ger, you say it's still in Kildare's hands.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, they've got to realise that it's still in their hands. And, you know, but it's there's no point in us saying, like, it's gone out of their hands the next day with a defeat. That's the bottom line of it. It is still in their hands to go and win their last 3 matches, be safe, and, you know, at least you've salvaged something out of this league. But, you know, we can't be standing here next Sunday or sitting down next Sunday and saying it's not in our hands anymore. You know, that's the end game here.
Well, Kildare are running out of road, as a word, running out of opportunities, running out of chances, and they need to produce something next week that, as of yet, in terms of performance, we haven't seen. And it's going to be a big couple of days as well to turn them around, because confidence must be shot in that dressing room as well. And, you know, as much as they were cheered last week in the way they played in the last 20 minutes to grind out a win in Clare, this is back to kind of square one again now, and we're trundling off here as similarly as we were a few weeks ago after the Cork game.
Yeah, look, people are going out with their heads, you know, in a spin, I suppose, totally dismayed with the, not just the result, but the performance. And that hurts more so than, to me, that hurts more so than the result. Because, you know, you can lose games and be unlucky that you conceded a goal here or there, whatever the case may be. But it was just totally, a total capitulation there from a Kildare player, a Kildare team's point of view.
Yeah, so another dismal afternoon here in St. Collins Park on another day that we leave here with our heads low. But hopefully we can see something of a response next week. But certainly it is looking bleak in Division 2 for Kildare. That game against Loud next Sunday in RD takes on huge, huge significance now for Kildare, as we say.
Yeah, and look, Loud are going to be going in there bouncing because of a great win today. And it's Kildare's, you know, Kildare, huge, huge uphill battle, you've got to say, next week in Drogheda.